Good morning, everybody, and a good Chodesh. Today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chav Beis. We left off on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, a couple of lines from the top, two, four, six lines from the top. So today's shiur, first of all, is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lezecha Nishmas, Chanalea Bas Moshe Tzvi, Harav Moshe Yehuda ben Harav Nachum, Chayaleya Bas Naftali Herzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu. And we hope that all of those neshamas have an aliyah. We thank the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today we are going to primarily discuss a single topic that's going to branch off into a couple of other topics. So just to set the table, we had discussed yesterday the machlokas between Rav Ila and Rava in the Mishnah that we had seen. There was a halacha about the chumras of one of the chumras of kodesh over truma, being that by kodesh you're not allowed to be tovel a kli b'toch kli. You're not allowed to put one kli into another and put them both in a mikvah. And we had seen a machlokas, Rav Ila and Rava, what the reason for that is. For the first view that we had was Rav Ila. Rav Ila was afraid of chatzitza. He was afraid that the inner kli was going to be chotzeitz. The weight of the inner kli was going to cause it to rest directly on the outer kli, and therefore there was going to be a chatzitza, an interposition between the two kelim, and the water is not going to be able to get in between the two kelim. That was the problem according to Rav Ila. So you'll recall there was another case in the Mishnah about tying or untying a beged before you put the beged into the mikvah, and that halacha was also about chatzitza. And therefore we said that according to Rav Ila, instead of 11 chumras or 11 milas, there were only 10 milas mentioned in the Mishnah. Then at the end of the daf, we saw the shita of Rava. And the shita of Rava was that the issue with putting a kli inside another kli was not a problem of chatzitza. Rather, it was a problem that we were afraid that you were going to put a very small kli into a kli whose opening was not as large as two finger breadths. And therefore, the problem was that water from the mikvah wouldn't get into the outer kli, and therefore it would not be considered like the inner kli was immersed in the mikvah. So in other words, according to Rava, the problem was not one of chatzitza. The problem was one of bias mayim of the mikvah, and therefore, according to Rava, in truth, there are 11 chumras in the Mishnah, because we had one halacha later on in the Mishnah, one chumra about chatzitza, but this first chumra in the Mishnah was not about chatzitza, according to Rava, rather, it was about bias mayim in the mikvah. It was about the fact that water would not be able to come and immerse the inner kli. The Gemara is going to start, today's daf is going to start with the nafkaminas between Rava and Rav Ila, whether we make this gzera by all kalim, only by small kalim, do we even make the gzera by large kalim? Of course, that will depend on what the purpose of the gzera is. Is it an issue of chatzitza? Is it an issue of bias mayim? So we're going to start with that. We're then going to segue into a discussion, which is going to take us most of the daf, about whether one is allowed to borrow kalim from Amei Haaretz. And what Amei Haaretz is, Ne'emanus is, Lagabe, general statuses of Tumah and Tahara, whether they're believed to say that they put something in a mikvah, whether they're, does it depend on what type of kli it is in order to believe them. So interesting sugyas. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to continue with the discussion of the chumros in the Mishnah. We're going to talk specifically about the various parts of kalim. The second chumra in the Mishnah was that by kodesh, if a certain part of a kli becomes tameh, the entire kli is tameh, not so by truma. So we're going to talk about that towards the end of the daf. But again, at first, the Gemara is going to get into what the difference is between the shita of Rava and the shita of Rav Ila. Again, Rav Ila had said the problem of kli b'tol kli was a problem of chatzitza. Rava had said that it was a problem of bias mayim. We were afraid that the opening of the larger kli was not going to be large enough to permit water to go and immerse even the smaller kli, even the needles that were inside the larger kli. Says the Gemara now, six lines down on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. So Ma'ika Bein de Rava L'Rav Ila. So what's the distinction? What's the nafkamina between the Shita of Rava and the Shita of Rav Ila? Says the Gemara as follows, Ika Menayu Sal Ugargusni. So the distinction is, in the case of a large basket and a strainer that they would use when they were making wine. And so these are Kalim Gedolim. These are very, very large These are very, very large kelim. So let's say you have a salon gargusni, you have a very large kli, shemilan kelim, that you fill them with other kelim, vitzbilan, and then you put them all in a mikvah. So says the Gemara, Lamandi Amar Mishem Chatzitza Ika. According to Rav Ilu, who says that the problem was one of Chatzitza, then we have to be afraid of Chatzitza, even if we're talking about very, very large kelim, because the inner kelim are going to sit on the bottom of the outer kli, and it's going to form a chatzitza between the two. The water is not going to get there. However, leman diemar mishum gzeira shemiyat bil machta mitzinoros bekli shem befiv kishvaferes hanod salva gargusni shem bepiem kishvaferes hanod leka. However, according to Ravo, said the reason that you're not allowed to be toivel a kli betoch kli is because we're afraid that the opening of the outer kli of the larger kli is not going to be larger than two finger breaths, and therefore not enough water is going to come in and immerse the inner kli. So by a sal and a gargusni, where it's not shayich that these kelim, if you can imagine, for example, like a laundry basket is a huge kli with a huge opening. It's not shayich that such a basket is going to have an opening that's smaller than two finger breaths. So if that's the reason that you're not allowed to be tovel a kli b'tol kli, according to Rava, if that's the gzeira, so where it makes sense to make the gzeira, we make the gzeira. Whether it doesn't make sense to make the gzeira, then we're not going to make the gzeira. And you can't say that it's a low plug, because there's no siba, there's no situation in which there will ever be a salver gargusni whose opening is not wide enough to accommodate two finger breadths to rotate, because these are inherently very, very large kelim. So says the Gemara, that's the nafkamina between Rav Ila and Rava. If you're afraid of chatzitza, then you're always afraid of chatzitza. If you're not afraid of chatzitza, if you're rather afraid of bias mayim, then if you have a really large kli where it's not shayich that the opening would ever be so small so as to enter a state where there's going to be an issue, then there's not going to be a problem according to Rava. Says the Gemara in Aviyazda, Rava letame. Rava goes according to his own reasoning. So how so? The Yama Rava, because Rava says as follows: Salva gargusni shemalei and kelim et bilan torim. So that's what Rava says, that if you fill a sal and gargusni with other kelim and you're tovel them and you put them in the mikvah, then they're all going to be tar, because there's no reason to be choshesh. There's no reason to be choshesh that water did not get into the inner kelim. So before we get to the second part of what Rava said, so first let's see the top Tosfos over here. So my ika bein Rava Rav Ila. So says Tosfos kasha lemori seika min ayutuva. So what do you mean that there's a lot of nafkaminas between the shita of Rava and the shita of Rav Ila? Kli chitzon kishe hitbil kli beto kli. So let's focus on the outer vessel. All right, so you have the kli chitzon. So the outer vessel, when you put a kli inside that outer vessel and you put them both in the mikvah, so lamadu muki la mishum chatzitza shayich, but shayich bein bechitzon bein bepnimi. Lamadu muki mishum gzeira shein befif shoshar sanod, laka lamigzar rak bepnimi, the bechitzon laka lamigzar, the becholin yantaru. Tatar. So says Tosfos, why don't you give the obvious nafkamina? The obvious nafkamina is, what about the outer kli? If you're worried about chatzitza, why is it a chatzitza? It's a chatzitza because the bottom of the inner kli is going to rest on the top of the outer kli, on the top of the floor of the outer kli. So if the problem is one of chatzitza, then because there's a chatzitza, the inner kli would not be tovled, nor would the outer kli be tovled, because the chatzitza impacts both kelim. However, if the problem is that we're afraid that water is not going to get in and immerse the inner kli, so that's a problem only with the inner kli. That's not a problem with the outer kli. The outer kli is fully in the mikvah water, so it's not going to be a problem at all. So says the Gemara, says Tosfos rather, Valchi mashma lekaman, hani mili bekli tar. Ah, so the reason that the Gemara doesn't give this nafkamina, so one answer of Tosfos is that we're talking about a situation where the outer keli is tahar. Aval bekli tamei, migu de mahani tfila lechitza mahani lipnimi. Ah, so it says Tosfos is a big chiddush. Why don't we give a nafkamina that the difference between the shita of Rav and the shita of Rav Ila is whether the kli chitzon is going to be tar? If it's a chasitza, no. If it's a problem with a bias mayim to the inner kli, yes. Says Tosfos, because we're obviously talking about a case where the kli chitzon is tar. How do I know? Says Tosfos, because if we're talking about a case where the kli chitzon is tamei. And if the only problem were that we're afraid that not enough water is getting inside, says Tosfos, well then if it's good for the outer kli, it's got to be good for the inner kli. Migu, that it's good for the kli chitzon, it's good for the kli pnimi. So this is a novel application of the concept of migu, but because the tefillah is good for one of the kelim, it's got to be good for the other kli as well. And says Tosfos, since we're talking about a case where the outer kli is tar, that's why we can't give a nafkamina about the tara status of the outer kli. So v'teiritz lo, so says Tosfos further, v'teiritz lo harav Rav Elchanan, demas nisim b'chitzon tar v'pnimi tameh, v'chein mashman lishna d'ktani matbilin kli b'tov kli. Hilkach lo shayach b'taima d'chvedo shel kli l'gabe chitzon, that therefore there is no nafkamina l'gabe the tara status of the outer kli. V'gam rava muki l'hachi b'samach t'kam rava ani mila b'kli tar, and rava, even the Gemara is going to explicitly tell us that rava is talking about a situation where the outer kli is tar. V'hain imas nisim d'mesuk mahachi, and really he's getting this from the Mishnah, because even the Mishnah is talking about that. However, says Tosfos, Rashi argues, if you recall, Rashi in the Mishnah said, where they're both tamei. So says Tosfos, v'lo nira, d'ha filu b'chli, she'im b'fiv k'shashvar sanod, ima yushneim t'meim, mahani shapir. Says Tosfos, according to my migu, if you put a kli b'toch kli, even if the opening of the outer kli is not big enough to allow water to get in, it should still be a valid tefillah. Why should it be a valid tefillah? Says Tosfos, because of my migu, the migu d'salka l'chitzon, because since it's good for the outer kli, it should be good for the inner kli as well. So if, by application of that migu, it should be good for everything. Says Tosfos, v'hashal lefis faris Rashi, ikal meimar, the matzil meimar hachi, ikal benayu chitzon. So says Tosfos, so in a chanabi, then according to Rashi, if Rashi is interpreting the Mishnah, that we're dealing with a case where both the outer kli and the inner kli are tameh, then the Gemara could have said that the nafkamina between Rava and between the shita of Rava and the shita of Ravila is, does the tvila help the outer kli? According to Rav Ila, no, because it's a chatzitza. Chatzitza impacts the inner kli the same way it does the outer kli. According to Rava, yes, because the problem of bias mayim is only one that impacts the inner kli and not the outer kli. However, says Tosfos, ella koach teira adefle de ishkach apepnimis salka tvila. However, instead of talking about the status of the outer kli, we figured, says Tosfos, that we would give a nafkamina about a large kli, because by a large kli, that shows the koach teira. That shows that Rava will be matir even the inner kli, where there's no situation where there would ever be a problem with the opening being too small to accommodate water coming in and reaching even the inner kli. So that's Tosfos' explanation. Again, it turns out over here there's a fundamental machlokas Rashi Tosfos. When we talk about being tovel kli b'tol kli, are we talking about a situation where the outer kli is tar, or are we talking about a situation where the outer kli is tameh? Rashi says that they're both tameh, the outer kli is tameh too. Tosfos says the whole Gemara only makes sense if the outer kli is tar, because if the outer kli is tameh, once the tefillah works for the outer kli, according to Rava, it would certainly work even for the inner kli. So that's the first statement of Rava. So the first statement of Rava was Avzal Rava l'tameh back in the Gemara. Diyama Rava, Salva Gargusti, Shamilan Kalim, et Vilam Tahorim. If you fill these large kalim with other kalim, everything's going to be tar, because there's no concern that the opening is going to be too small to accommodate the water. And the second halacha is a mikvah shachalku b'sal v'gargusni. And if you have a mikvah that is divided with a sal and a gargusni, so you put this very large strainer in the middle of the mikvah, and therefore, because you put it in the middle of the mikvah, so the mikvah has to be memsa, it has to be 40 saw of water, as we know. So if you put this partition in the mikvah, so that on neither side of the partition is there 40 saw of mayim, then if a person is tovel there, a tovel sham lo also lo tfila, his tfila does not work because it does not have a sheer mikvah, does not have a sheer mikvah on either side, even though, what are you separating it with? You're separating it with a strainer. The strainer has holes, so water's allowed to pass through. But because the holes in the strainer are not as large as the piv of a shvosfares anode, as the opening of a skin tube bottle, in other words, you can't rotate two fingers in between each hole of the strainer, that's considered to be a valid partition, and you're left with a mikvah that does not have a sheer mikvah on either side. Says the Gemara, how do I know that the fact that these holes are not wide enough mean that the water does not connect? How do we know that it's a valid partition, it's a valid mechitza in the mikvah, and therefore neither part of the mikvah has the proper shear? Ta'ara kuli chachuli mechalchala, because the earth is all porous, uve'ina de'ika memsa b'makam echad, and yet we know that we need memsa, that the shear of a mikvah is memsa in a single place. In other words, we're not going to say that no matter how large the body of water is, and remember, we were talking in the case of the Gemara, they didn't have nice mikvahs like we had today. You would be tovel in a stream or whatever. You would have a body of water and you would go into the body of water. Says the Gemara that because the earth is porous, and ultimately if you dig down enough, right, like we used to think when we were kids, if you would dig down, you would get to China. No, but if you would dig down, you would get to some body of water because there's always water in the earth. So I might think since the earth is porous, there's never a mikvah with less than memsa because it's all connected to the body of water that you have there. Says the Gemara, no, it's not, because the earth is porous, but none of the pores in the earth are as big as the piv kishrofaras hanod. And says the Gemara, therefore, if you separate a mikvah with a large kli, even though it has a lot of holes, even though the water can get from one place to the other, if the holes are not as large as a piv kishrofaras hanod, then it is going to be a mechitza, it's going to separate the mikvahs, and if there's not a shear of memsa in either place, then it's not going to be a good tefillah. The Meiri says, again, as we pointed out, obviously, we're talking about a strainer where the openings are not as wide as a piv kishrofaras hanod. Because if the openings, if the holes in the strainer were that wide, then the mikvah water would reach from one place to the next. Of course, then it would make it an ineffective strainer. But so what the Meiri is saying is just probably obvious in terms of the way these strainers were fabricated. Says the Gemara Vayter. Bahani mili bichli tar. Ah, so here's what Tosfos was referring to that we saw a couple of minutes ago. This whole machlokas Rava and Rav Ila is talking about where the kli is tar, where the outer kli is tar. Aval bichli tame, however, where the kli chitzon is tame. So migo de salka tvila lekula gufe demana salka nami lekelim de isbe, because the tvila is valid for all of the outer kli, it's also going to be valid for the inner kli. So what does this mean? So the explanation of this is as follows, that if you think about it, so when you're tovel a kli, the water of the mikvah has to get where? The water of the mikvah has to touch the outside of the kli. It's also got to touch the inside of the kli. So says the Gemara, think about it. If you're being tovel a kli, where the opening is so small that it doesn't allow mikvah water to come in, so forgetting about the fact that if you have a kli inside that big kli, the mikvah water is not going to get in and it's not going to reach the inner kli. If you have an opening that's so small, the mikvah water is not going to touch the inside of the kli itself. And if it doesn't touch the inside of the outer kli itself, it's not going to be a valid tefillah. So what does that mean? That you can't ever be tovel anything with a small hole, with a small opening? Says the Gemara, no, obviously you can. And because the tefillah works for the outside, it works for the inside. So too over here. Because the tefillah works for the outer kli, it's going to work for the inner kli as well. Tithnan, and the Gemara brings a raya. Kalim, shemilin kalim, itvilam areilu torim. That if you have kalim that are filled with other kalim, and you are tovel them, they are tahar. Vim lo taval. However, if you were not tovel them, in other words, vim lo taval means. That if they did not require tefillah because they were tar, then mayim amuravin achiyu murav kishrofaras hanod. So then the opening has to be kishrofaras hanod. So says the Gemara, this is a very weird situation. This is a very weird fact pattern. May kamar vim lo tovel. Well, what does it mean that if you were not tovel them? We're talking about a case where you're tovel a kli b'tol kli. So you're being tovel one kli inside the other. Says the Gemara, vim lo tovel, but if you didn't put it into the mikvah, wait, we're talking about a case where you did put it in the mikvah. What are you talking about? We're talking about a case where you have one kli, you put another kli inside that kli, and then you dump them both in the mikvah. So what does it mean? In lo tovel, sochi kamar, says the Gemara as follows. Vim eino tzarech latbila, and if the outer kli is tar, then umayim amuravin achi umurav kishrofaras hanod. Then the opening has to be kepiv kishrofaras hanod in order to be mitar the inner kli. But if the outer kli is tame also, then even if the piv is not as large as kashferas anod, migu that the tefillah works for the outer kli, it's going to work for the inner kli as well. Says the Gemara, Vahad Rava, the Rav Ila Tanoihi, and the Machlokas Rava and Rav Ila turns out as a Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, because we learn as follows, Salvar goes to Nishamalin Kalim. If you have a large kli, like this large strainer, this basket and strainer that you fill with other Kalim, mit Vilam, and you're Tovel them, Bain Le Kodesh, Bain Le Truma, whether it's for Kachim or whether it's for Truma, Tahorim, then it's going to be Tahar. And that Shita, the Tanakama, is like the Shita of Rava. The reason that it's Tahar, even for Kodesh, is because there's no reason to be Gozer. The only reason why we're Gozer Kli B'tol Kli is because we're afraid the opening of the outer Kli is not large enough. By Salva Gargusni, by these large Kalim, the openings are always large enough, therefore there's nothing to be Gozer. But Abishal, always like Rabila, Abishal Omer, the Truma, it's good for Truma, Avalola Kodesh. But it's not going to be good for Kodesh. Why? Because he holds like Rav Ila, who says that the chash is not about the size of the opening, the chash is because of chatzitza. Chatzitza applies whether the outer kli is large or whether the outer kli is small. Says the Gemara, the question that's probably been bothering us from the time that we learned the Mishnah. So is being tovel a kli b'tol kli a problem? Or is it not a problem? Because if it's not a problem, it should be good for everything. It should be good even for Kodesh, like in the case with a massive kli that you put other kalim inside, there's no problem. If it's not a good tefillah, then it shouldn't be a good tefillah for either. So why do we say that it's not a good tefillah for kachim, but it's a good tefillah for truma? You need tefillah for truma also. So why this hybrid state? Why go midway? Says the Gemara, Iyachi Truma Nami. So it should be a bad tefillah for Truma as well. Why would it be a good tefillah for Truma? Says the Gemara, Laman Kamrinan. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Chaverim Midiyada. Because we're talking about Chaverim, these are the people, Chaverim or the Prushim, the people who would handle Truma and Kachim, and they know the Halacha. What does it mean they know the Halacha? So according to Rav Ila, it means they know the Halacha about Chatzitza. So because they know the Halacha of Chatzitza, they're going to make sure that they lift up the inner Kli a little bit, and so there's not going to be a Chatzitza, there's not going to be an interposition, the water is going to be able to get in between the Kalim. According to Rava, it means they're Bekiyim in the Shir, they know that the opening of the outer Kli has to be Piv Kishraferis Hanod, and therefore they're going to know how to properly be tovel these items. Says the Gemara, if we're dealing with chaverim and they're bekiyim in the halacha, so they know that we can be confident that they're going to ensure a valid tefillah. So ihachi kodesh nami. So, but in that case, let it be a good tefillah by kodesh also, because it turns out if we're talking about chaverim, we have nothing to be worried about. Says the Gemara, chazi le'a amarez vazi va'azil matvil. Ah, we're afraid that the amarez is going to be a copycat. He's going to see the chaver being tovel akli b'tol kli. The amarez is then going to be tovel akli b'tol kli. And then presumably he's going to give whatever he was tovel to a chaver. Says the Gemara, but trumanami chazi le'a amarez vazi matvil. But by the case of Truma, aren't we afraid of the copycat Amaretz as well? If we allow the Chavar to be Tovel Kli B'Tol Kli by Truma, because he's a Baki in the Halacha, aren't we afraid that the Amaretz is going to be Tovel Kli B'Tol Kli for Truma as well, and then give his Truma to the Chavar, but the Amaretz is not a Baki B'Halacha, so his Tvila is going to be invalid? Says the Gemara, L'makablina minei. Nah, we don't have to accept. We don't have to accept the Truma from, we don't have to accept the Truma from Inama Aretz. And as Rashi points out, that we don't accept Truma from an Amaretz, except at the Shas Hakitos Abadim, at the time of the wine presses and the olive presses, when all the Kalim are considered to be Tar. However, during the rest of the year, we truthfully do not accept Truma from an Amaretz, and therefore, we allow the Chaverim to be Tovel Kli B'Tol Kli because they know the Halacha. We're not afraid of a copycat Amaretz because we're not going to accept Truma from the Amaretz anyway. So it's all good, says the Gemara, but then by Kodesh it should also be good. Kodesh Nami, Lona Kabel Minayu. Let's just not accept Kachim from them and then we don't have a problem. Havile Eva, he's going to get offended. If he comes to us with Kachim, we can't say we're not willing to trust your kashrus, we're not willing to trust your, we don't trust you, and therefore it's going to cause animosity and we don't want to cause animosity. Says the Gemara, Trumanami Hamile Eva. So if you don't accept Kachim from him, he's going to get upset. But if you don't accept Truma from him, he's not going to get upset. He's going to get upset regardless. So don't we have an Eva problem both by Truma and by Kachim? So lo ichbas le, so says the Gemara, lo ichbas le da azal yov le lekoi na maretz chavrei. No. By Truma, he's not going to be upset because he is not going to bother him that this Kohen Chaver is not going to accept his Truma because he'll just go to another Kohen who's an Am Aretz, and give him the truma. So he's not going to be upset that he has this truma. You're not accepting it. He doesn't have anything to do with it. Amaratzim, Am Aretz, hang out with other Am Aretz. He has plenty of Kohanim friends who are Am Aretz. Let him go to them. He'll give the truma to them, and he'll be happy. It's not going to cause Eva. It's not going to cause animosity. So says the Gemara, however, by Kachim, there is a problem of Eva, because by Kachim, you can't say, oh, just give it to his friend who's an Am Aretz. Just give it to his coin friend who's an Am Aretz. Because by Kachim, you give it to whichever Kohanim were in the Beis HaMikdash, were in the Mishmar at that time. So he has no other option. So if we're not going to accept Kachim from him, then he's going to be upset. And that's why, in order to prevent an Am Aretz from coming with Kachim to the Beis HaMikdash and risking animosity, if we turn him away, we say, even Chaverim can't be Tova L'Kli B'Tol Kli. Says the Gemara as follows, Uman Tana D'Chayish L'Eva. And who is the Tana who's afraid of Eva? Who is the Tana who's concerned with Eva, with animosity, with ill will? Rabbi Yossi, it's a Shita Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mibnei Ma, Kol Nemanim Al Taras Yayin V'Shem and Kol Yimos Hashana. Why is everybody believed on the state of Tahara by Yayin and Shemen throughout the entire year? So why is everybody believed, and this is talking about in Yehuda, that everybody's believed in Taras Yayin and Shemen throughout the entire year? Because we're afraid that if people are not Neman on Yayin v'Shemen. Yayin v'Shemen, of course, are used as Nesachim for the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So if they're not believed and we don't accept the Yayin and the Shemen from them for Nesachim, they're going to try to contribute to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Korbanos, to the Avodah. We're going to say thank you, but no thank you. We're not accepting it. What are they going to do? They're going to be upset. They're going to go build a Bama for themselves. V'sorif para aduma latzmo, and so too, if we're not going to accept the Efer para from them, if we're not going to trust them to guard a para aduma, they're going to say, you know what? I don't need you, and I don't need your servants in the Beis HaMikdash. Let me go to let me go worship in Avodah Zarah. Let me go build a bama. Let me go do something else. I'm going to go take my talents elsewhere. So that's why we have to believe them about Yayin and Shemen. It says Rapapa similarly, Amar Rapapa, Kaman Makablina Idna Sadusa Me Am Aretz. On what basis do we now accept Edus from an Am Aretz? Kaman Rav Yossi, it's Lashita of Rav Yossi, who is afraid of Eva, because if we turn away Am Aretz from providing Edus, then there's going to be a problem of Eva. There's going to be a problem of ill will and animosity. There happens to be Machlokas Rishonim, whether this Shita is the Shita of Rav Yossi, and the Chachamim argue, like, is there a Shita of the Chachamim who are not afraid of ill will? They don't care if we offend Am Aretz? Or is it the case that everybody agrees, this is actually a Divrei HaKol, the reason that we ascribe the Shita to Rav Yossi is simply because Rav Yossi is the one who taught us this doctrine, this Shita, that we are afraid of Eva. We are most Rishonim hold that this is actually a Divrei HaKol. Tosfos, we don't have time to get in because we need to save time from a base, but Tosfos over here says that nowadays we don't really abide by any of these halachas because we don't know who's a chaver, we don't know who's an Am Aretz. Like, for example, there's a halacha by Berachas HaMazon that lo kol rotza litol as Hashem yitol, that not everybody who wants to lead the mezuman could lead the mezuman, and therefore you should only have a mezuman with chaverim, and you shouldn't include Am Aretz in the mezuman. Says Tosfos, that halacha just doesn't apply nowadays altogether, because who knows who's a Talmid Chacham, who's an Am Aretz? Most of the time, the people who are being machshav themselves as Talmid Chachamim are not real Talmid Chachamim. That's literally what Tosfos says. So a lot of these halachas don't really apply nowadays anyway. So says the Gemara, V'nichosh L'sheela. Okay, good. So again, back to our regularly scheduled program. So we're not afraid that the guy's going to accept Truma from an Am Aretz, but why aren't we afraid that he's going to borrow Kalim from an Am Aretz, right? So the Am Aretz is going to be Tovel as Kli B'Tol Kli. It's not going to be a valid Tfila, either because of Chatzitz or because he's not a Bucky and the opening of the outer Kli is going to be too small. It's not going to allow the inner Kli to become Tar. Why aren't we afraid that then a Chavar is going to borrow the Kli from the Am Aretz, thinking that it's Tar, but it's actually a Tamei Kli? Says the Gemara, Datan Kli Cheretz Matzel Al Kol, because we say we have an Abraisa, we have an Mishnah rather, that a Kli Cheretz is Matzil Al Kol. It prevents Tumah from getting into the Kli Cheretz. So we're talking about where the Kli Cheretz is Mukaf Tzamid Pasul, where it's sealed tight. So if you have an Oel Ames, where there's a Tumas Oel, where the Tumah is in the entire tent, but if you have a sealed Kli Cheretz, the Kli Cheretz prevents what's inside, the contents of the Kli Cheretz, from becoming tummy. Another halacha that Rashi says, again, we don't have time to read it inside. Let's say you have a two-story house, and you have a tummy mace, you have a mace in the bottom floor, and there's a skylight opening to the top floor, and there's a woman kneading dough in the top floor. So usually the tumma would just go through the skylight and would permeate throughout the top floor as well. However, if you have a klei cheres, the bottom of which is sitting on top of the skylight and is interposing between the top floor and the bottom floor, then the tumma doesn't go up to the second floor. Why? Because the klei cheres only becomes tummy from the inside, not from the outside. So again, says the Gemara Halacha, Klei cheres is matzil al kol. It saves from tumma. Divrei Beis Hillel. That's Beis Hillel Shita. Beis Shammai Omrim, it depends. Ein a matzil el al ochlin val amashkin val klei cheres. In other words, it only saves, let's say we have that case, where you have a mace on the bottom floor, you have the skylight, klei cheres sitting on top of the skylight, so the klei cheres will only prevent, that will only protect from tumma, ochlin amashkin, and other klei cheres. But it will not prevent a klei mateches. Let's say there's a metal klei inside this klei cheres, and will not prevent that klei mateches from becoming tameh. Says the Gemara, Amar lem besil le beishamai, mnei ma amru beishamai, what's the reason? Mimneshu tameh al gabe yam aretz vein klei tameh chotzei. So the reason for beishamai, the reason that it doesn't prevent tumah from getting a metal klei, is obviously because the klei cheres itself is tameh. It's tameh because the am aretz is handling it, so the klei cheres is itself tameh. Then kli tamei chotzeitz, and a kli tamei itself cannot be chotzeitz. Now, so first of all, doesn't Beis Hillel also agree that a kli tamei can't be chotzeitz? And aren't we afraid, according to Beis Hillel, also that an amaretz touched this kli? Says the Gemara. So the Mefarshim explain. Of course, Beis Hillel agrees that a kli tamei can't be chotzeitz. That's only when it's really tamei. I mean, this isn't really tamei. It's just that the amaretz touched it. So we're gozer tamei on the kli. But if you had a kli that was really tamei, it wouldn't be chotzeitz. But again, the reason for Beis Shammai is the reason that it's not matzil on a klei mateches is because the klei tamei cannot be chotzeitz. So I'm a lem Beis Hillel valoti hartam ochlin amashkin shabatocho. But Beis Shammai, your sheet is weird because you said it's matzil menatoma ochlin amashkin and other klei cheres, but it's not matzil klei mateches. But it should either work or not. So Amr lem Beis Shammai kishitanu ochlin amashkin shabatocho. Ah, says Beis Shammai, I'll tell you. Because when we said the Ochlin Amashkin Artar, La'atzmo, who's going to eat that? La'atzmo Yitarnu. Only he's going to eat it. It doesn't matter. Only the Amaretz is going to eat it. The Chaverim aren't going to eat it anyway. So it doesn't make a difference. Aval Netaris Akli Shetarto L'chavalo. However, if we say that even the Kalim are tar, then that's going to impact not only the Amaretz himself, but it's going to impact Chaverim as well. Why is it going to impact Chaverim? Because we're afraid that the Amaretz is going to lend his kli to a Chaver, and even though for the Chaverim it's going to be Tamei, the Chaver is going to assume it's Tar, and there's going to be a big Takala that's going to come. It's going to be a big problem. So that's our Raya, but before we get to the Raya, we're going to take a little diversion. So Tanya, Amar of Yeshua, Boshni Medivrechem Beis Shammai. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand Beis Shammai Shita. Efshar Isha Lasa Bareva. There's a woman who's kneading dough in a trough, and the trough is not made out of klei cheres. So it's a Isha Bareva, and the trough is a klei cheres, rather. So the trough is not a klei cheres. I'm sorry. So Isha Bareva Tameim, that the woman and the trough are going to be Tamei, But Tamei and Shiva, they're going to be Tamei Mace. Ubetzek Tar, but the contents of the trough, the food is going to be Tar, because Beis Shammai had said that the Kli Cheres, which is sitting on top of the skylight, is going to prevent Tumah from coming up only Lagabe Ochlin Amashkin. So the trough, which is a Klei Mateches, and the woman themselves are going to be Tar, but the food that she's working on, but the food that she's going to be working on is Tar, that makes no sense. Similar case, Lugin Malei Amashkin. You have a flask full of wine. So Lugin Tamei Tumah Shiva Mashkin Tahorim. Again, the flask itself is going to be Tamei because it's not a Kli Cheres. But the contents, the Ochlin and Mashkin, are going to be Tar. The Shita Beis Shammai is contradictory. So Nitva lo Talmud Echem a Talmidei Beis Shammai. So one Talmud from Talmidei Beis Shammai came and said, Amar lo, and said, Amar lecha Taiman Shel Beis Shammai, would you like to understand the reasoning of Beis Shammai? So Amar lo Amar. So he said, yeah, I want to understand the Pshat. So Amar lo, Klei Tamei Chotzeitz or Eina Chotzeitz. So he says, is it Klei Tamei Chotzeitz or not? So Amar lo, Eina Chotzeitz. So he says, the Klei Tamei is not Chotzeitz. Good. Klei Shel Am Aretz Tamei or Tar. Is the Klei of an Am Aretz Tamei or Tar? Amar lo Tamei. So he says it's tame. So therefore, this kli shouldn't be chotzeitz at all, right? V'mata omer lo tame klumash gichan alecha. However, if you said that everything was tame, would they? But if you said that everything was tame, then would they listen to you? No, they wouldn't listen to you. So in other words, mutav yishogeg in volume ezidin. Don't make gzera. Don't tell them alecha that you know they're not going to comply with. That you know they're not going to comply with anyway. V'lo'od elashema to omer lo tamei, but if you tell him that this is all tamei, omer lecha shali tar v'shalcha tamei. So in other words, he's going to say, no, what's mine is tar and what's yours is tamei. In other words, it's going to be counterproductive. He's not going to listen to you. V'zeh taman shal Beis Shammai, and that's the reason for Beis Shammai. In other words, Beis Shammai agrees that klei tamei cannot be chotzeitz. Beis Shammai agrees that really what's on the second floor is tamei, and that's why they say that the claim about teches is in fact tamei. But legabe the food that the Am Aretz is going to eat himself, the chaver is not going to take the food anyway. It's counterproductive to say that it's tamei because you're just going to push him away from Yiddishkeit. Says Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara miyad halach Rabbi Yeshua. V'nishtatach al kivrei Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Yeshua went and prostrated himself on the kever of Beis Shammai. Amar na'nesi lechem atzvas Beis Shammai. That, you know, I have to do tshuva for being koshen and not understanding your shita. Umas duma shalakem kach mufarashas alachas kama v'kama. In other words, even the alachas that I don't understand, they're so profound, those which are mufurash, obviously they were so profound as well, and I'm sorry that I doubted your motives and your logic. So Amru kol yama v'shkurushinam abni tanios. That his teeth became blackened because all of the tanios that he had, that he observed, he felt so bad that he mocked the shita of Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, we went on a whole diversion, but remember what we said was that if there's a metal kli, then if there's a metal kli upstairs, then it's going to be tameh because we're afraid that the Am Aretz is going to loan his kli to a chaver. So we see that a chaver does borrow kalim from an Am Aretz. Tani miyas lechavelo alma shalina mine. That we do borrow kalim. So if we borrow kalim from Amaya Aretz, why do we say that by truma it's a valid tefila? Shouldn't we be afraid that you're going to borrow the kli from the Am Aretz? And according to us, it's not a valid tefila. Says the Gemara, ki shalina mine matbilan lehu. Ah, because when we borrow the kalim, we're tovel them again. Iachi nadrina lechu nadrinalu beisilo lebeis Shammai ki shalina minayim matbilan lehu. But then beisilo should have told Beis Shammai, why are you gozer tuma on a klei mateches? You don't have to be afraid that we're going to borrow it from the Am Aretz, because when we do borrow it from the Am Aretz, we're going to be tovel it anyway. Says the Gemara, tamei meis boyazah gimel v'dalid umana lezayin yamim la moshle yinshi. So says the Gemara. No, the problem is that it's not so simple to be tovel and say that it's good. Why? Because what are we talking about? We're talking about tamei meis. Tamei meis needs hazah of the efer parah on the third day and the seventh day, and then it needs tefila b'mikvah. And nobody borrows kalim for a week. Nobody borrows kalim for long enough to see this tara process through to fruition. Says the Gemara, avat vilo lo mahemna, are they really not believed that, are they really not believed that they already were tovel the kli? In other words, why not allow the chaver to borrow from the Am Aretz? And if the Am Aretz says that he was tovel the kli, so let's believe him. Vatanya nemanim ame amretz al taras tfilas tamei meis. They are believed on tfila. So, Amar Abaya, Lokasha, Begufa, Bekalab. No, they're believed to say that they went to the mikvah. However, they're not believed to say that they put their kalim in the mikvah. Rava Amar Idividi Bekalab. No, we're both talking about the kalim. Velokasha, Adam Rame Olam Loitz Balti, Kli Betok Kli. Depends what the Am Aretz is telling you. If he told you, you could believe me, I never in my life was Tovel a Kli inside another Kli, then they're believed. However, if they get smarter, if they try to get more dakistic and they say, no, I was tovel a kli b'tok kli, But believe me, I never did it inside a kli where the opening was not large enough. That we're not going to believe them. Vatanya neman al aretz neman vatanya benichusa. We see similarly neman al aretz lomar peros lo hukshuru, that he's believed to say that the peros were never hukshur lekabel tuma. Aval ena neman lomar peros hukshuru avalo nitmu. But he's not afraid to give a more fine edus and say that they were hukshur lekabel tuma, but they never came into contact with tuma. Says the gemara vagufe mimeheman. Are they believed to say that they themselves went to the mikvah? Vatanya chaver shabala hazos mazan alav miyad. If a chaver comes for the hazos, we give him the azah immediately. We're talking about the azah, say, for Paran Shlishi Vishvi Litamaso. Amara Shabala Hazos, in Mazanalav, Achi Azavaninu Shlishi Vishvi. We force them to sit there for 3 days and 7 days because we obviously don't believe them in the Tara process, even for his guf. Because of the chumra that we're machmar on him at the beginning, meaning we don't take his word that he already observed the 3 and the 7 days of tuma, so we're going to make him count in front of us. Therefore, he kalt olav b'sofo. Therefore, we were makil at the end, and even though we don't believe him in terms of the counting of the 7 days of the Tara process, we do believe him that he was tovel his body in the mikvah, but we don't believe him that he was tovel his kelim. So says the Gemara, that's why we're not allowed to borrow kelim from the Amoretz, because we cannot trust them that they actually put them into the mikvah. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow with Acharayim V'toch discussing the other cases in the Mishnah. Hope everybody has a great day, and a Gittin Chodesh to everybody.